tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Voting in a long-awaited election for a new parliament opens Sunday in half of Egypt's provinces, and the government works to complete a roadmap to democracy implemented following the ouster of Mohamed Morsi as president. The first phase involves 14 provinces voting Sunday and Monday, and the remaining areas go to the polls in early December. Egyptians living abroad had the chance to vote on Saturday. The current leader, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, led the effort in 2013 to topple Morsi, the country's first-backed, democratically elected president. That brought a military-backed interim government with the promise of a new constitution and elections for a new president and parliament. Iran and world powers involved in nuclear talks reached a milestone Sunday that sets the stage for the eventual lifting of Tehran's nuclear-related sanctions. The two sides dubbed October 18th as Adoption Day. That's the day when the parties involved began taking steps to carry out the provisions of the nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. The next date for the milestone is Implementation Day, and that has yet to be determined. A U.S.-led coalition airstrike has killed a top al-Qaeda-linked militant in northwest Syria, according to the Pentagon Sunday. Saudi national Sanafi al-Nasser was killed Thursday, according to the Pentagon. He was described as a member of the so-called Khorasan group and longtime jihadist who handled finances between donors and various al-Qaeda operations. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said in a statement that al-Nasser's death deals a significant blow to the Khorasan group's plans. VOA News.